This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad is arguing in court that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town, one of the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. The BNSF Railway said that it didn't know the vermiculite it hauled over decades from a nearby mine was filled with hazardous microscopic asbestos fibers. The case in federal civil court over the two deaths is the first of numerous lawsuits against the Warren Buffett-owned railway to reach trial over its past operations in Libby, Montana. Current and former residents of the small town near the U.S.-Canada border want BNSF held accountable for its role in asbestos exposure that has killed several hundred people and sickened thousands more. Looming over the proceedings is W.R. Grace & Company, the chemical company that operated the Mountaintop Vermiculite Mine 7 miles outside of Libby until it was closed in 1990. W.R. Grace & Company played a central role in Libby's tragedy and has paid significant settlements to victims. U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris has referred to the mining company as the elephant in the room in the BNSF trial. He reminded jurors several times that the case was about the railroad's conduct, not W.R. Grace's separate liability. Federal prosecutors in 2005 indicted W.R. Grace and mining executives from the company on criminal charges over the contamination in Libby. A jury acquitted them following a 2009 trial. How much W.R. Grace revealed about the asbestos dangers to BNSF Railway has been sharply disputed. Typically, railroads know what they're hauling. The railroad said it was obliged under law to ship the vermiculite, which was used in insulation and for other commercial purposes, and that W.R. Grace employees concealed the health hazards from the railroad. Former railroad workers said that they knew nothing about the risks of asbestos. They said Grace Mining Company employees loaded the hopper cars, plugged the holes of any cars leaking vermiculite, and occasionally cleaned up material that spilled in the rail yard. Former rail yard worker John Swing said that the rail yard was not dusty. His testimony was at odds with people who grew up in Libby and recalled dust getting kicked up whenever the wind blew or a train rolled through the yard. The attorneys for the estates of the two deceased plaintiffs said BNSF Railway should have known about the dangers because Grace put signs on rail cars carrying vermiculite, warning of potential health risks. They showed jurors an image of a warning label allegedly attached to rail cars in the late 1970s that advised against inhaling the asbestos dust because it could cause bodily harm. And BNSF higher-ups also should have been aware of the dangers because they knew about dust diseases like asbestosis and mesothelioma in the 1930s. The Environmental Protection Agency descended on Libby after news reports in 1999. In 2009, it declared Libby the nation's first ever public health emergency under the federal Superfund cleanup program. The pollution in Libby has been cleaned up not by the mine that made millions, but through the Superfund program funded at public expense. But asbestos-related diseases can develop over long periods of time, meaning that people previously exposed are likely to continue getting sick and dying for years to come. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.